recorded.
Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, love, and mercy. Thank you for your compassion toward us. Thank you, Lord, for everything. Every good thing you have done in our lives. Thank you for fighting our battles. Thank you for helping us. Thank you for changing our lives and situations. Thank you for moving us forward. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the strength to do your will, the strength to do what is right in your sight. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that lives inside of us. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that guides us all the time. Thank you for giving us obedient heart. Thank you for helping us to obey your voice, to obey your instructions. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for giving us grace to walk in love, grace to love our neighbors as ourselves, grace to love the brethren, grace to love fellow Christians. Thank you for giving us such a grace. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We also thank you for all your promises that you are performing in our lives. And we thank you for those promises you're about to bring to pass. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for helping our faith to become stronger. Thank you for helping us to trust you more and to depend on you more. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the plans you have for us, for they are good and wonderful and beautiful plans. And we know that these plans shall be fulfilled very shortly. We thank you for all the prayers we have prayed here. on this platform. We thank you for how you have heard and answered those prayers. Thank you, Lord. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are here once again to have fellowship with you, to pray, to worship you. We are here to hear from you, to praise you, and to tell you our heart's desire. Oh Lord, have fellowship with us as well. In Jesus' name, we don't want to live the same way we have come. We want you to intervene in our lives. We want you to help us. We want you to bless us. We want you to touch us and deliver us and revive us and strengthen us and empower us and heal us. We want you to manifest the power of your presence in our lives as we spend time with you in your presence. Father, do so in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for we know you're going to do more than our expectations. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. I welcome you to the Lord's presence. And I believe that it's going to help you and bless you. Amen. We're going to take some worship songs right now. Just as I am without wanting, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that you bid me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. I come just as I am, just as I am, without one plea, but thy blood was shed for me, and you bid me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. I come. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord. We're singing, singing, blessed be the name, hallelujah, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, of the Lord. Do you know why I believe in Jesus? Do you know why he's so great? After 3 days, he rose from the dead. I've never seen a God who rose from the dead like Jesus Christ. That is why he is Lord. Jesus is Lord. He is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. That wonderful name. That wonderful name. Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. That's wonderful name. That's wonderful name is Jesus. Jesus. That's wonderful name. Jesus. That's wonderful name. Jesus, there is no other name I know. I will call upon the Lord. I will call upon the Lord. Who is worthy to be praised? Who is worthy to be praised? Oh, I will call upon the Lord. I will call upon the Lord. Who is worthy to be praised? Who is worthy to be praised? Who shall be saved from my enemies? The Lord reigns. Blessed be the rock, let the rock of my salvation be exalted. The Lord reigns. Oh, blessed be the Lord. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you. We worship worship you, Lord. We worship you. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. You reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you. King of glory, we worship you. You reign.
You reign.
You reign. You reign. You reign. You reign. You reign. You reign. You reign. God, you reign. God, you reign forever. We worship you.
We worship you, Jesus.
We worship you.
Jehovah. We praise you. Jehovah, we praise you.
Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name, Jehovah, we praise thee.
King of glory, we praise thee.
Jehovah, we praise thee.
Most High God, we praise you.
Jehovah, we praise you. Yahweh, we praise your name. We praise your name. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, All the world, God, omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Because He lives, because Jesus lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. All fear is gone. Because I know, because I know, oh, He knows my future. My life is worth a living just because He lives. Because Jesus lives. Because He lives. I can face tomorrow. Because He lives. All fear is gone. Because I know. Because I know. He owns my future. My life is worth a living just. Because He lives. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before Your throne. He's a glorious God. Glorious God, beautiful King, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before Your throne. We bow before Your throne. We worship at Your feet. We bow before Your truth. You are the glorious God. We bow. We bow before Your truth. We worship at Your feet. We bow before Your throne. You are the glorious God. How great is our God? How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great. All the earth will see how great. Is our God, how great is our God, how great. Is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great, all the earth will see how great is our God. You are the mighty man in battle. You are the mighty man Hosanna in the highest. God, we lift up your name. God, we lift up your name. God, we lift up your name with a heart full of praise. With a heart full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. God, we lift up your name. God, we lift up your name. We lift up your name with a heart full of praise. With a heart full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the by your blood, you crushed principalities. Jesus, 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 by your name, by your name, you established authority. Jesus, Jesus, the righteous, by your blood, by your blood, you crushed principalities. Jesus, Jesus, oh Jesus, Jesus, by your name and by your name, you established authority. Jesus, oh Jesus, the righteous, Jesus, 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 you have planted all, Jesus, 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 you reign over all. Begin to worship and bless his name. Worship him and bless his name. Glorify and adore him. He's the Almighty God. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He's the Ancient of Days, the Rock of Israel, the Lord of Hosts, the King of Glory, the Most High God, the First and the Last, the God of the Everlasting Covenant, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, King of Glory, we praise you. Mighty Healer, Mighty Deliverer, Mighty Savior, Mighty God, we worship you. We worship your Majesty. We praise you for who you are. You reign forever and ever. You rule over time. You determine what happens in time before they happen. You control seasons. Worship Him, begin to worship Him. Begin to worship Him, begin to praise Him, adore Him, magnify Him, exalt Him, lift up His name. He's highly lifted up, and there is no one like Him. He's highly lifted up, far above the heavens, far above the earth. He is highly lifted up, far above his enemies, far above kingdoms of darkness, far above powers of darkness. He is highly lifted up, far above thrones, far above principalities. He is highly lifted up, far above spiritual wickedness in high places. He is highly lifted up forever and ever. There is no end to His highness. He is too great to be described. He is too high to be measured. Glorify and adore Him. Glorify and adore Him. He is too strong to be conquered. He is too faithful to fail His own people. Worship Him. Worship Him. Worship Him. He is full of mercy, full of love, full of grace, full of righteousness, is full of truth, is full of light. We worship you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. Holy you speak and your words come to pass. Only you reverse irreversible things. Only you can bring things out of nothing. Only you can change unchangeable things. Only you do great signs and wonders. Only you do mighty miracles. Only you can give eternal life. Only you can give true deliverance. Only you can give true healing. Only you can give true riches and wealth. Only you can give true restoration. We praise you, everlasting Father. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. We worship you, Lord. You are so faithful and we can trust you. You are so faithful and we can depend on you. For you cannot lie. For you cannot fail. Whatever you say, that is what you do. We praise you, Father, for there is no shadow of turning with you. We worship you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. We will serve you forever. We will praise you forever. We will hold on to you forever. We will trust in you forever. we would depend on you forever. For only you is our God, and beside you we have no other God. Because beside you there is no other God. Every other God, they are dead. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. We're going to thank the Lord with these prayers. We're going to say, thank you, Lord, for your help and blessings that you have sent into my life. Thank you for your helps. Thank you for your blessings that you have released into my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for your helps. Thank you for your helps. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your goodness that you have released into my life. Thank you because every time I call upon you in time of need, you always hear me and you always answer and you always send help. Thank you, Jesus. For my life, I've never been stranded of your helps. Thank you, Jesus. For my life, I've never been stranded of your helps. My life has never been stranded of your helps. You have always helped me. You have always helped me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you because in my weakness, you always help me. In my hopelessness, you always help me. Your help have always been enough. Thank you, Father. Your helps have always been available unto me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. We are still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for you have prepared for me a great and glorious future. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for you have prepared for me a great and glorious future. A great and beautiful future. Thank you, Lord, because before me lies a glorious future. A beautiful future. A fulfilling future. Thank you for the future you have set before me. Thank you, Father, for the future you have prepared for me. Thank you, Father, for the future you have created for me. Thank you, Jesus, for the glorious and beautiful future that awaits me. Thank you, Jesus, for I know that you have prepared a great future for me, a great future where my destiny shall be fulfilled. Thank you, Lord, because you have prepared for me a glorious future where my destiny shall be fulfilled. Where my calling shall be fulfilled. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name,
We have given him thanks. Amen. We are still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for all the prayers I have prayed before now that you have answered. And thank you because all the prayers I will pray tonight, you shall answer them too. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for all the prayers I prayed before now that you have now answered. And thank you because I will pray here tonight again and you will answer. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You are still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for every good gift I have received from you. Say, thank you, Lord, for every good gift I have received from you, both physical and spiritual. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. There are things that many of you will never have if God have not allowed you to have them. So you should be grateful for what you have received from him. The Bible says no man can receive a thing except it is given him from above. Begin to say, thank you, Father, for every good gift that I have received from you. Even the things that I think I got through my own effort. Thank you, Lord, because it is you who allowed me to have those things. Thank you, Father, for every good gift that I have received from you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for every physical gift. Thank you for every spiritual gift that I have received from you. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. We are still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for every person that, or maybe you can put it this way, you're going to say, Father, thank you for using people to bless me and help me. Thank you for commanding people to bless me, to help me. Open your mouth and begin to thank you. So thank you, Lord, for using people to bless me. Thank you for using people to help me. Thank you for moving upon the hearts of people to bless and help me. Thank you for commanding people to bless and help me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for stirring up the hearts of people
to bless me and to help me and to serve your purpose in my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Now you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, be merciful unto me. Say, Father, be merciful unto me and help me in my helpless state. Say, Father, be merciful unto me and help me in my helplessness, in my helpless state. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, be merciful unto me. Help me in every area of my life where I am helpless. Help me in every area of my life where I am helpless. Be merciful unto me, Father. Be merciful unto me, Jesus. Be merciful unto me, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto me. Help me in my helplessness. Help me in every area of my life where I need your help. For I cannot do without your help. For I cannot do without your support. For I cannot do without your interventions. Be merciful unto me and help me. Be merciful unto me and help me. Be merciful unto me and help me. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're still going to pray. Yeah, the Bible says that he will send help to us from his sanctuary. He will send help to you from his sanctuary. So I want you to raise up your right hand. And you're going to say, Father, you know how to help me. Send me help now from your sanctuary. You know how to help me. Send me help now from your sanctuary. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, you know how to help me. You know the help that will help me. Send me that help right now. In the name of Jesus. You know the kind of help that will fix my problems. You know the kind of help that will end my limitations. You know the kind of help that will move me forward. Say, Father, send me that help right now. In the name of Jesus, release upon my life help from your sanctuary. Release upon my life help from your sanctuary. Release help. Release help. Release help. Release help right now in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Send me help now from your sanctuary. Send me help now from your sanctuary. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. You're going to read Psalm 20. Yeah, I'm going to read from here, verse 1 and verse 2. Psalm 20, verse 1 and verse 2. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary. Yeah, in other words, the writer is saying the Lord send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Praise the Lord. It says the Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, release the help that will take me out of my problems, and limitations. The Father, release the help that will take me out of my troubles, out of my problems, out of my limitations. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The help that will end my troubles. Father, release the help now into my life. In the name of Jesus. The help that will end my pains. The help that will end my afflictions. The help that will end my suffering. The help that will end my captivities. Father, release them now into my life. I believe you're praying like that. In the name of Jesus, release them now. The help that will end my sorrows, my limitations, my poverty, my scarcity. Father, release the help now into my life. In the name of Jesus, the help that will end slavery and oppression in my life. Oh Lord, release the help right now. In the name of Jesus, release the help. Release the help. In the name of Jesus, release the help right now. In the name of Jesus, the help that will end my sicknesses, the help that will end my diseases, the help that will end my pain, my afflictions. Father, release the help into my life right now. In the name of Jesus. Release the help into my life right now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We're still going to read that, please, in Psalm 20. Verse 1. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Yeah, that is also part of God's help. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. That is the name of the God of Israel. That is the name of Jesus. Defend you. The name of the living God. Defend you. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let the power and the authority and the dominion in your name manifest in my life to fight my battles. I'm going to take that prayer again. You're going to say, Father, let the power, the authority, and the dominion in your name appear in my life to fight my battles. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Hashada kambash de negra. Gizesende tebashina negra. Nendedestela tabalashana. Let the power and the authority and the dominion that is in the name of Jesus, Father, let it appear in my life to defend me, to fight my battles right now. The power, the authority, and the dominion in the name of Jesus manifest in my life right now to fight my battles, to give me victory, to subdue my enemies under my feet, to defend and protect me in the name of Jesus. The power in the name of Jesus manifest now. The authority in the name of Jesus manifest now. The dominion in the name of Jesus manifest now. Manifest in my spirit. Manifest in my soul. Manifest in my body. And begin to fight for me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We saw in Philippians chapter 2, from verse 9, where it says, God has highly exalted him and have given him a name which is above every name. Philippians 2, verse 9. Wherefore also God hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of
Jesus, every knee should bow, praise the Lord, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth. So all of these things, they bow at the name of Jesus. So meaning that when they hear the name of Jesus, they bow. When they see the name of Jesus manifest, because that name is an authority. That name is power. That name is dominion. So when they see that name, they bow. Because that name appears as an authority. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, I call upon the name of Jesus to appear in my life. Yeah, don't forget I said the name of Jesus is a living thing. That name is a living being. I don't know how to put it. Yeah, the name of Jesus is a being on its own. Yeah, is a personality. Yeah, and it is power. So what I mean is that name is just like the scepter. Yeah, you know, things, they used to have scepter. Yeah, something like something like a staff. Yeah, something like a staff. Yeah, so we have Jesus, and then we have the name of Jesus. Yeah, yeah. So the name of Jesus is an authority. Yeah, because in those days where nations are being ruled by kings, by queens, yeah, they have the scepter. So and the king can just give someone that scepter. And say, take this scepter to that place, and tell them this is what they must give you. So anywhere they see that scepter, is the same as they have seen God. I mean, is the same as they have seen the king. Yeah, anywhere they see the scepter, it also means they have seen the king. Yeah, it doesn't mean the king is dead. The king may not be dead, but once those people see the scepter, they have to do exactly what the king has commanded them to do. Yeah, so that is how the name of the Lord is an authority in the realm of the spirit. I don't know if you understand what I've just explained. Yeah, so which means we can call on that name to appear. And that name will appear. Yeah. And when that name appears, you know the next thing that will happen. According to Philippians 2, from verse 9, everything starts to bow. Yeah, because that name is an authority. In every realm, that name is an authority. Whether the realm is in heaven, or is on earth, or is under the earth, anywhere, yeah, whether visible realm or invisible realm, that name is an authority. So if you know how powerful that name is, you will not joke with it. Yeah, and you really believe whenever you use that name. So we're going to pray. You're going to
You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, I call upon the name of Jesus to appear in my life right now. You're going to say, I call upon the name of Jesus to appear in my life right now. And let everything in heaven, everything on earth, and everything under the earth bow to the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, I call upon the name of Jesus to appear in my life, to appear in my body, to appear in my soul, in my spirit, in my environment. I call upon the name of Jesus to appear in my calling and destiny. And therefore let everything bow to his name in my life. Let everything else begin to bow to his name. Let everything bow to the name of Jesus in my life right now. In the name of Jesus. Right now, continue to pray like that. Let the name of Jesus appear. Let the name of Jesus appear. Thank you, Lord. Let everything bow, whether they are visible or invisible, whether they are from hell or they are from the heavens or they are from this earth, let them bow to the manifestation of the name of Jesus in my life. Let them bow to the appearance of the name of Jesus in my life. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Say, I call upon the name of Jesus to appear now. Let the name of Jesus appear now. Begin to pray that prayer with understanding based on the explanation I gave you. And begin to mention every situation in your life and begin to say, I call upon the name of Jesus to appear in this situation. And let everything else bow to the appearance of the name of Jesus. I call upon the name of Jesus to appear in my life. I call upon the name of Jesus to appear in my life. Thank you, Lord. I call upon the name of Jesus to appear in my life right now. Let everything else going on in my life, let them begin to bow to the appearance of the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. It is not only when your life is being threatened that you should use the power that is in the name of Jesus. Because some people is when they are in a life and death situation, that's when they shout the name Jesus. Yeah, do you need to wait? Or let me say, you don't need to wait till you are in a life and death circumstance. Yeah. Just the way is the name of Jesus is powerful in emergency situations. That name is also powerful in every other situation. Yeah, some people
they were going to have an accident in a vehicle, and then they shouted the name of Jesus, and then they were removed from the scene of the accident. Yeah, that is, they literally teleported or vanished from the vehicle, and they found themselves at a safe place. Yeah, and the vehicle crashed, but they were not inside because the name of Jesus took them out by the wind. Yeah, but you don't need to wait until that kind of situation before you experience the power of that is in the name of Jesus. So you're going to pray again. You're going to say, Father, manifest the name of Jesus in my life. And let every activity of darkness, every activity of demons going on in my life, see the appearance of the name of Jesus and run. You're going to say, Father, manifest the name of Jesus in my life, and let every presence and activity of darkness be the manifestation of the name of Jesus and run out of my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray now. Manifest the name of Jesus in my life. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray this prayer. Manifest the name of Jesus in my life. Father, manifest the name of Jesus in my life. Thank you, Lord. Manifest the name of Jesus Christ in my life. And let every activity of darkness, every activity of demons, every operation of darkness, see the manifestation of the name of Jesus and run out of my life right now. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that right now. Manifest the name of Jesus. In my spirit, manifest the name of Jesus. Father, in my soul, manifest the name of Jesus. In my body, manifest the name of Jesus. And let every unclean thing, every unclean spirit, see the manifestation of the name of Jesus and run out of my life right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Let every oppression, every slavery, every affliction be the manifestation of the name of Jesus and run out of my life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Yeah, it says that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So these things, they bow because Jesus Christ is Lord. So it doesn't matter who they are or what they are. They must bow because Jesus Christ is Lord. So when the name of Jesus manifests, the Lordship of Jesus also manifests. And everyone has to bow. So you can literally command anything to bow in the name of Jesus. You can literally command anything. And those things will literally obey you. Anything. You can literally command them to bow. In the name of Jesus, and they will bow. So you're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, I command every power that has been are ruling over my life. I command them now to come under my feet by the power in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to say, I command every power of darkness that have been ruling over me, I command them to come under my feet. I command them to bow right now by the authority that is in the name of Jesus. Powers of darkness that have been ruling over my day, ruling over my destiny, ruling over my calling, ruling over my soul, ruling over my health, ruling over my spirit and body, I command them to bow now. I command them to fall under my feet by the power that is in the name of Jesus. I command them to bow under my feet right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Powers of darkness, bow right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You can also command everything the kingdom of darkness has stolen from you. You can command them to come back to you. The things they have stolen, they can hear your command and they can come back. And then the forces of darkness that have stolen those things, they will also hear your command and they will release. They will release what they have stolen. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I command everything the enemy has stolen from my life to come back to me right now by the power in the name of Jesus. Everything the enemy has stolen from my life, from my childhood till now, I command them to come back to me in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. I command them to come back to me.
right now by the power that is in the name of Jesus. For no kingdom can resist the power, the authority that is in the name of Jesus. No realm of darkness can resist the authority that is in the name of Jesus. Now I command everything, the dark kingdoms, the realms of darkness, are stolen from my life. I command them to come to me now in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Everything they have stolen from my life before I was born and after I was born and while I was growing up till now, I command those things to come to me now in the name of Jesus. Every realm of darkness that have swallowed the things that belong to me, I command those realms to vomit them now by the power in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. I command those realms to vomit my blessings unto me right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. Amen. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in hell and things under the earth. You're going to place your right hand on your head. Now, whatever power or spirit or of darkness that is holding you captive, you are now going to command them to let go of your life. You're going to command them to release you, to get out of your life. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, I command every power and spirit of darkness holding my life captive, holding my spirit, soul, and body captive, I command them to get out of my life. I command them to lose their hold now. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray like that. This is the Hallish Tenita. Begin to command. I command every spirit of darkness, power of darkness, holding my life captive, holding my mind captive, holding my spirit captive, holding my soul captive, I command them to lose their hold now by the power that is in the name of Jesus. I command them to lose their hold. They begin to say, I command you, powers of darkness, holding my life captive, I command you, lose your hold over my life. Lose your hold over my spirit. Lose your hold over my soul.
Lose your hold over my mind. Begin to pray like that. Lose your hold. Lose your hold. Now, in the name of Jesus, I command you to lose your hold. Whatever hold you have on my soul, on my calling, on my destiny, on my life, I command you to lose that hold right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. I want you to take note of the fact that the name of Jesus cannot work against Jesus. Yeah, we know now that is a weapon. Yeah, but you can't use the name of Jesus to go against Jesus. So, which means the name of Jesus is going to function within the confinement of the will of God. The name of Jesus cannot give you something that is against the will of God. Yeah, and that is why some people's prayers will never be answered because they were asking God to do something that is against the will of God. Yeah. So I just want you to take note of that. Now, it is the will of God that whatever He has not planted in your life should be uprooted. That is the will of God. It is the will of God that whatever is in your life, that it is not God that planted them. It is the will of God that thing will be rooted up or uprooted. So therefore, you're going to still place your right hand on your head and you're going to pray. You're going to say, I command everything in my spirit, soul, and body that wasn't planted by God to come out now by the power in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. Bishete kigi haste megnaya. It doesn't matter what that thing is, even if it's a physical thing. Yeah, even if it's a physical thing, whether it's, the thing is physical or spiritual. Yeah, because it is written that things shall bow to the name of Jesus. Things in heaven, things on earth, things underneath the head. So whether those things are physical or spiritual, whether they are visible or invisible, as long as they are things, they must obey the name of Jesus. Begin to pray. Say, I command. Thank you, Lord. Begin to say, I command anything in my life that wasn't planted by God to come out of my life now by the power in the name of Jesus. I command them to come out. Whatever they look like and whatever they are, inasmuch as it is not God that have planted them, I command them to come out. Come out.
come out in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Come out in the name of Jesus. Whatever is in me, whatever form they look like, whether they are spiritual or they are physical, whether they are visible or invisible, whatever is in me that wasn't planted by God, I command them to come out by the power in the name of Jesus. Come out. I believe you're praying like that. In the name of Jesus, every seed of darkness, seed of the devil, come out in the name of Jesus. Seed of serpents, come out. Venoms of serpents, come out in the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying like that. Every seed of sickness, seed of disease, come out in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. Amen. Now, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Yeah. And these things mentioned here include even the things that the enemy is doing against you. All their rituals, all their attacks. Yeah, they must bow to the name of Jesus. They have no choice. They have to bow to the name of Jesus. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, I command every weapon of darkness and rituals of darkness going on against my life and destiny to bow right now, to bow to me right now by the power in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. Jesus, thank you, Tabashinanda Delinea. This is begin to say, I command every weapon of the enemy, every weapon the enemy is using against me, and every ritual of darkness going on against me, I command them to bow before me by the power in the name of Jesus. I command them to bow before me. Every weapon of the enemy, whether they are physical weapons or spiritual weapons, whether they are visible weapons or invisible weapons, I command the weapons to bow before me. Every ritual, every attack coming from the enemy, every arrow coming from the realms of darkness against my life and destiny, I command them to bow before me by the power in the name of Jesus. Let them bow right now
In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. Yeah, recently, a brother was chatting with me on Facebook. Yeah, and she was saying that he was in a dream. He was saying that he was in a dream. Yeah, and that in that dream, some powers were fighting him. And then he called the name of Jesus and nothing happened. So he was not telling me that he knows that the name of Jesus carries power. Why is it that he called the name of Jesus in that dream and nothing happened to those powers? And I gave him this answer, which I'm going to talk about now. I told him that if the kingdom of darkness have a legal ground over the life of a Christian, and that Christian tries to use the name of Jesus against the kingdom of darkness, the name of Jesus will not be powerful in the mouth of that Christian. Now, when they have a legal ground over you, and you now try to use the name of Jesus on them, it will not work. Now, you may be asking, what is a legal ground? A legal ground is an accusation that the kingdom of darkness have concerning your life in the presence of God. You know, the Bible says that Satan is the accuser of Christians. Satan is the one accusing us in the presence of God. Yeah. So a legal ground is the accusation they have concerning your life. That is, a legal ground is that thing you did wrong that you did not repent. You did not repent of. Yeah, that thing that you did wrong and you did not do restitution. You did not reconcile with God concerning that thing. You did not correct yourself. You did not repent, and you did not make amendment of your life concerning that thing. The kingdom of darkness, they will use that as their legal ground over your life. Yeah, so that is the power they now have over you. And when they have that kind of power, you can use the name of Jesus 1 million times. It will not do anything to them. Yeah, so that is why when you're fighting spiritual warfare, make sure that the enemy have no legal ground over you. That is, make sure that there is no pain in your life. Yeah, make sure that you have repented of every sin, and you have prayed for forgiveness, and you have done restitution in a case where some people are involved in the sin you committed, meaning that you have confessed to those people involved and you have reconciled with them. Now, if you fail to do that, you may even get hurt in spiritual warfare. If you fail to do that, you may get killed in spiritual warfare.
Yeah, because the name of Jesus will no longer be powerful in your mouth. So the enemy can hurt you and can even kill you. So that is why you don't go to war with a sinful life. You don't enter into spiritual war with hands full of sin, full of uncleanness. Yeah, with an unclean life, with an immoral life, with a lustful life. Yeah, you don't go into war with such life. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, expose to me every legal ground the kingdom of darkness have over me that I don't know about. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, expose them to me now so that I can repent and amend my ways. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. You see, in the realm of the spirit, there is no respect. The only thing they respect is power. So you may have a big title. Demons don't respect your facial appearance. Demons don't respect your physical appearance. They don't respect your title. Yeah, what they respect is power. They don't respect how you look like. Yeah, or whatever influence you have in the physical realm. They don't respect any of that. Pray the Holy Spirit expose to me whatever legal ground the kingdom of darkness has on my life. Every legal ground they have over my life that I don't know about, expose them to me now so that I can repent and amend my ways. In the name of Jesus, everything I have done wrong that I've created a legal ground in the realm of darkness against me, Holy Spirit, open my eyes to discover them and repent. So that I can repent. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, just begin to pray. Now, there are legal grounds that you know about. Yeah, I have not yet repented of this thing. Yeah, it's funny how some people they will come to me and then they will be asking me to pray that God do this, God do that for them, and then I will ask them just a simple question. Are you living a life that is pleasing God? Yeah, and they will start to give excuses. Yeah, so why should someone expect a blessing from God when they are not living a life that is pleasing in the sight of God? Yeah, because it is boldly written in the Bible that God does not answer the prayers of sinners. Yeah, it doesn't grant the request of sinners. So these people, they want blessings from God, yeah, but they don't want to do the will of God. So now, the reason why I used to ask those questions is because if I pray for them and then the prayers was not answered, they will still come back again and say, man of God, you pray this prayer, but I've not seen any answer. Yeah. So in their minds, they are thinking, why is that this man of God prayed and I did not see anything and I did not receive any blessing? Is it that he doesn't have the anointing to release that blessing? Whereas it is the legal ground they have created for Satan that is blocking their blessings. Yeah, and then they'll be thinking that the problem is coming from the man of God that prayed for them, not knowing that they are the problem. Yeah, because they are living a sinful life. Yeah, and yet they want to have deliverance. How can you expect, why should you expect deliverance when you are living a sinful life? But what kind of deliverance do you want to get? If I did to get a deliverance, you should be scared, because definitely that is not deliverance. Why should you expect deliverance and healing while you are living in sin? Does that even make sense? Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Yeah, so you're going to pray. Yeah, you're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I repent today from every known thing that have created a legal ground in the realm of darkness against my life. You're going to say, I repent today of those things. And I receive grace to live a righteous life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I repent today of every known thing. Everything that I'm committing, that I know that I am committing, I repent of them now. In the name of Jesus, and I receive grace to live a life that is pleasing in the sight of God. I repent today, O Lord. Have mercy on me and forgive me of my sins. I repent today of every known thing that is affecting my breakthrough, that is blocking my blessings, that always block blessings. Every known thing in my life, I repent of them now. In the name of Jesus, and I ask that I ask for forgiveness from the Lord right now. In the name of Jesus, and every legal ground that my sins have created in the realms of darkness against my life, let the blood of Jesus destroy them now. Let the blood of Jesus destroy every mega ground my sins have created in the kingdoms of darkness against my life and destiny.
Let the blood of Jesus destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, another thing that can make the name of Jesus to become powerless in your mouth is when faith is missing in your life, when you lack faith, that is when you are being controlled by fear and unbelief and doubt, yeah, the name of Jesus will not be powerful in your mouth. Yeah, so let's say you are looking at a demon face to face, and then you are now scared. Yeah, you're looking at that demon, and then you're getting scared. Yeah, if you call the name of Jesus at that moment, nothing is going to happen. Yeah, because your mind, your heart is full of fear. So you're going to pray, you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, I command every spirit of fear and doubt and unbelief that is fighting my faith in the name of Jesus, that is fighting my confidence in the name of Jesus, I command them to come out of my life right now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray. Say, I command every spirit of doubt, every spirit of fear, every spirit of unbelief that is fighting against my faith, that is causing my faith to be weak, I command them to come out of my life right now. In the name of Jesus, every spirit of fear that is making me to be scared of the enemy, that is making me to be scared of the powers of my enemies, I command the spirit of fear to come out of my soul, of my heart, of my mind, right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Every spirit of doubt, every spirit of fear, every spirit of unbelief that is not allowing my faith to be strong, that is not allowing my faith to work wonders, that is not allowing my faith to produce victory, I command them to come out of my mind and soul and spirit right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're going to go back to that Psalm 20. Psalm 20,
Verse 1 says, the Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Yeah, we are done with that. Now we are moving to verse 2. And then it went further to say, the Lord send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Praise the Lord. The Lord send thee help from the sanctuary. Yeah, you're going to pray. Yeah, sometimes the help that God will send to you can be in form of a person. Yeah, the God will just send a person to you. Yeah, sometimes you can call the person an helper, but actually in heaven that person is an help. Yeah, and sometimes the person will just offer the help and go his way. Yeah. God will just send that person to do exactly what you need for you. And then the person will walk away. So that is an example of an help from God. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, send me help from your sanctuary. Send me help from your sanctuary. And let that help be enough for me. Let that help be sufficient for me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, send me help now from your sanctuary. And let that help be enough. Let that help be enough. In the name of Jesus. The help that will fix my present challenges. The help that will fix my present problem, my present capacity, my present need. Oh Lord, send me the help now. In the name of Jesus. Send me help. Send me help. Send me help. Now, the help that will be sufficient for me, such that I will have no need of another help. And send me an help and let that help be enough for me. So that I will not be asking for the same help again. Oh Lord, send me help from your sanctuary. And make that help to be enough. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Send me help in whatever form. Send me help from your sanctuary and let that help be enough to satisfy my present need. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are freed. Amen. Amen. We have We have five more prayer points before we round off the session. You are still going to pray for help. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, you know the height that I am supposed to have attained by now. You can say, Father, you know the height that I'm supposed to have attained by now. Release into my life enough help that will lift me up to that height. Right now, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray like that. Bijiste esuzaste nedegenea, nasta ta de geste de bala, nisha ta basu dente ne kihiria, nisu zeshe telegena. Continue to pray. Say, Father, you know the level I'm supposed to have attained by now, according to your plans for me. Therefore, release into my life enough help that will carry me to that level, that will take me to that level, the height I'm supposed to have attained spiritually and physically. Oh Lord, release upon me now enough helps, enough helps, enough helps. Jashapa dengish denegrea, enough helps that will take me to that height. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have four more prayer points. You are still going to ask for help. You're going to pray. The Bible says that God is able to give you power to make wealth, to generate wealth. So you're going to pray, you're going to say, Father, release upon me now all the helps that I need to be able to make wealth, to be able to generate wealth. Father, release upon me now the helps. Open your mouth and pray like that. Zista Jesus di hello. Say, Father, release upon me all the help that I need that will empower me to make wealth, to make great wealth in these last days. Release upon me all the help right now in the name of Jesus. Release upon me all the help right now in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray. All the help that I need to become empowered to generate great riches and wealth in the earth in these last days. Release upon me those helps now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Now we have three more prayer points. Yeah, you're still going to ask for help. Yeah, I realize that many Christians are not really asking for help in the area of spiritual growth. Yeah, they ask for help in other areas, but they don't ask God to help them to be able to study the Bible daily and meditate on the Bible daily. They don't ask God to help them to be able to pray persistently and fervently and for long hours. They don't ask God to help them to live a pure and holy life. Yeah, then if you don't ask God for help in the area of spiritual growth, then what help are you asking for? Yeah, because to me, you're not asking for anything. Yeah, because every other thing, or let me say the success of every other thing in your life is going to be determined by your spiritual growth. Yeah, if you don't get help to grow spiritually, whatever help you have gotten in any other aspect of or area of your life is going to be wasted eventually. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, release upon my life enough help that I need to grow into spiritual maturity. Release enough help that I need to increase spiritually, to grow into spiritual maturity in Christ Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, Father, release all the help that I need to become a matured son of God, to become a strong and victorious pride of God in the end. Release upon me all the help that I need. Release upon me all the help that I need. Thank you, Lord. All the help that I need to mature in spiritual things, to mature in the knowledge of God, to mature in the grace of God, to mature in the wisdom of God. Release upon me now all the help that I need to mature in the nature of God, in having the nature of God. Give me all the helps that I need now. In the name of Jesus, the helps that I need to mature in the fullness of Christ, to become strong in the Lord, to become powerful in the Lord, to become great in the Lord. Give me all the helps right now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yes, we're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, send me help that will enable me to become an helper to others. You can say, Father, send me help that will empower me to help others. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, send me enough help that will empower me to become and help to others. To also give help to others. In the name of Jesus. Bless me with enough help that will make me a helper to many lives. That will make me a problem solver in my generation. Send me help that will make me to offer help to thousands and millions of people all over the world. Send me a very great help that will make me a great help to thousands and millions of lives all over the world. In the name of Jesus, send me the help right now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, the last prayer point, it says, the Lord strengthen thee out of Zion. Now, what that means is that God is able to strengthen you from the realm of His Spirit. He is able to strengthen you in time of weakness. Yeah, like that is when you are so weak. And I say, oh God, please strengthen me. Because there is so much work to be done. So when you pray that prayer wholeheartedly, all of a sudden, you start seeing strength entering into you from Zion, from His throne, from His Spirit. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your strength be always available to me in the moment of my weaknesses. You're going to say, Father, let your strength be always available to me in every moment of my weaknesses. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to say, Father, let your strength be always available for me to receive, for me to drink. Let your strength be always available to me in the moment of my weaknesses, in every moment of my weaknesses. Let me always be able to draw strength from your Spirit, from your presence,
from Zion in the name of Jesus. Let me always be able to draw strength from your throne in every moment of my weaknesses. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you for your so faithful. Thank you for your power that always do great things. Thank you for your strength that always produce victory. Thank you for your name that enforces dominion. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for all the helps you have already released into our life. Thank you for all the negative situations you did not approve that you have already terminated in our lives. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your presence that is with us right now and that is going to release our blessings. Thank you, Father. Be thou exalted forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you look upon everyone here with your eyes of mercy and begin to do mighty works in every life. Begin to do great and mighty works in every life that are here right now. In the name of Jesus, release your power into every life and let your power begin to bring to pass every of your promise, every of your promises for everyone here. Release your power that will perform your promises in their lives. Father, do so right now in Jesus' name. I ask that you separate everyone here from whatever sin and darkness that is making the devil and his kingdoms stronger than them. Oh Lord, separate them from everything and darkness right now in Jesus' name. I pray for you that from this day onward, every time you use the name of Jesus, you shall see wonders manifest immediately in the name of Jesus. Every time you pray in the name of Jesus, and you command in the name of Jesus, and you prophesy in the name of Jesus, you shall see instant miracles happen. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that the strength of God shall become the strength through which you fight your battles, and every time you fight, you shall always win in the name of Jesus. Everything you have been expecting from God for a long time, I decree that they are released now into your hands. In the name of Jesus. And everything you start to lay your hands upon from today shall begin to prosper in the name of Jesus. In your life, there shall be complete deliverance in Jesus' name. And your oppression shall vanish away forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.